T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer, presented by Security Screen Masters for Windows and Doors on News Talk 840 KXNT.
It's not that the issue of abortion is back in the news. It never really went away. It's been used as a dog whistle for liberals and Democrats for decades. Now, two recent issues have taken to the headlines. New York passed a law that allows abortions, quote, at any time when necessary to protect a patient's life or health, end of quote. The new law permits non-physicians to administer abortion-inducing drugs and move the abortion law from the state's penal code to its health code. New law would also remove criminal penalties for, quote, acts of violence against the pregnant mother and her child, end of quote. The law defines a person as a human being who has been born and is alive, a description that eliminates the recognition of personhood in the unborn. As the theory goes, if the pregnant woman claims the pregnancy is inimical to her mental health or well-being, she could seek out a termination of that pregnancy in the third trimester. Further, the law states that if it's the will of the woman, nothing should be done if the abortion is botched and the baby is born alive. In other words, either let the baby die or terminate the life of the child. Abortions can now be performed up until the day of birth and is seen in many circles as, quote, no different than infanticide, end of quote. Now, if this sounds chilling, it's only because it is. National pro-life leader Lila Rose tweeted, quote, convicted criminals aren't subject to the death penalty in New York State, but now children up until the 9th month of pregnancy can be given lethal injections and poisoned to death, end of quote. That's just part of the story. An Iowa judge recently rejected a law based on fetal heartbeat. The law involved what would prevent abortions at the detection of a fetal heartbeat. The state judge said the law violates both the due process and equal protection provisions of the Iowa Constitution, as not being narrowly tailored to serve the compelling state interest of promoting potential life. Now, the law in question would ban an abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected, and that can happen as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds released a statement that read in part, quote, I am incredibly disappointed in today's court ruling because I believe that if death is determined when a heart stops beating, then a beating heart indicates life, end of quote. Now, that statement is one of the most compelling arguments made on behalf of the pro-life movement. While a person's death is officially proclaimed or time of death is called when the heart stops beating, why shouldn't the detection of a beating heart indicate life is present? And if a beating heart does indicate when life is present, why should that life not be preserved at that point forward? The pro-abortion contingent and their lobby want to have it both ways. Can they explain the difference in defining the cessation of life when a beating heart ceases to beat, but the creation of a new life cannot be defined when the heart of a new life begins to beat? It's a contradictory concept. To just support a woman's right to choose because somehow it's her right, her civil right, to make the choice, does not take into account the true question of when life begins and when life ends. Many argue that life begins at conception, very much a valid argument. But the argument that life ends when the heart stops beating, but a child's life can be snuffed out long after a beating heart has been detected, is not only invalid, but some would argue it borders on murder. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.